Cartoonists are perhaps the most fearless when it comes to making political statements. Where did Doug Marlette's work fall? Was he one of the more or less controversial?
Well, I think if you were to place him on the spectrum from safe to controversial, I'd put him far onto the controversial side, and I think he was proud of that. His work sparked strong reactions, pro and con. I think he viewed that as his role. He wasn't just in the business of serving up vanilla-flavored opinions. He was provocative. His things often carried a bite. And most of all, they were funny. I think you seldom picked up a Doug Marlette cartoon without it bringing a smile to your lips. And that can't be said of everybody who practices the art.
He was with the Charlotte Observer for 15 years and was a regular critic of certain groups like, you know, the Praise the Lord Network, the PTL. You know, when he became nationally syndicated and had his work published internationally, who became the regular groups that he would, I guess, pick on, for lack of a better word?
Well, I think he would place himself on the liberal side of the spectrum politically, and hasn't changed, I think, in three decades. He started out as a liberal. He finished his career as a liberal. You know, consequently, he took aim at the religious right, was a frequent target. I think the Republican leadership in the House and Senate were in his, target area. The Republican White House, certainly the Bush administration, provided plenty of fodder for him over the last 6 years. As I say, he was left to center. He was proud of it, and he wasn't afraid to take on his adversaries on the other side of the spectrum.
Now, if you look at his biography, it's pretty impressive. First editorial cartoonist to receive a Nieman Fellowship at Harvard University, every major award, including a Pulitzer. What was it about his work that really made him stand out?
Well, he was smart. He was terribly smart. He was well-read. You know, he could have taught courses in political science at any major university in America, published two novels that were distributed by two of the biggest publishing houses in America. His cartoons were collected into about 19 volumes. He was just a terribly sharp thinker politically, and I think it showed every time he sat down to do a cartoon. And, you know, doing four cartoons a week, it's not easy. You know, he did that plus a daily comic strip, plus his fiction. He lectured widely on college campuses around the country, had a circle of friends that was very devoted to him. So he led a full life. I mean, you hate to see anyone leave the scene at age 57, but, you know, he made the most of every, you know, moment that he had. And, you know, I think a lot of us that knew him for years are going to have nothing but happy memories of our relationships with him.
How do you replace a Doug Marlette, or do you?
Oh, I don't think you can. I think there's many, you know, capable cartoonists out there, but I can't think of anybody on the scene today that can match him in terms of the consistent quality of his work, you know, the depth of the insights, just the sheer smartness with which he went about his business. I think it's going to be a long time before we see another Doug Marlette come onto the scene.
John Toohey, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Simone.